the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, I wanted to talk to you about how to beat the imposter syndrome. Now, look, if you don't know what this is, and if you've never experienced that, then, well, two things. First of all, excellent, well done. And the second thing is, you're not trying hard enough, okay? So what I mean by imposter syndrome is that it's this, like, this feeling that you're just not good enough, you know? So you get asked to go speak on stage, and before you go speak on stage, that little voice in the back of your head is like, what do you think you're doing? What on earth makes you think that you're so special that you can tell all these other people how to live their lives? And I've gone through this, by the way, and sometimes it still rears its ugly head. So it's, I still suffer from this from time to time, and I have to do a little bit of work just to try and help me resolve it effectively. So that's what posturing syndrome is. Now, what I mean by you're not trying hard enough is that, you know, if you're in business or if you want to be a public speaker, if you want to change your life and not be like 95% of everybody else, and can I give you some advice? Please do not be like 95% of everybody else. Don't go to school, work hard to get better qualifications, to get a good job. Don't do any of that stuff. I mean, sure, more qualifications helps. You know, if you're going to be a doctor, you probably need your degree, right? But for me, I've not got a degree. I've got 5 GCSEs, and that's only because I did resits. The first time on my GCSEs, I got a C in computers. Wow, excellent. But here I am, living in Spain, in a villa, on a Thursday. It's 9:36 UK time. It's a little bit cold today because it's 1st of March. And I've got nothing else to do, so I thought I'd do a podcast. You know, so it's not how well qualified you are. It's about how you feel inside and how your confidence feels. And it's really easy for that confidence to take a knock from external events. And I've had that in my life too. But the imposter syndrome makes you feel like you are not worthy. What, me own a multi-million pound business? Me own property investments that go into the millions? Like, you know, who am I to be able to do that? But here we are, been in property 20 years, and that's exactly what we've got. So, and I act as a coach from time to time to help people with their property problems and their business problems, because I'm a business coach as well. And you know, sometimes I feel like an imposter. Sometimes we get a client, and their net worth is higher than mine. And, you know, that imposter syndrome pops up. It's like, how can I help these people? And then we get speaking to these people, and it's like, dude, what are you doing that for? That's crazy. And they're like, what? Am I? Is it? So if I do it this way, that'll help it. Yeah, yeah. So then we go and implement it, and lo and behold, ka-ching, they get the result that they want. Even though they might have a 10x more income than me, 10x more wealth, 10x more experience, they might be 20 years older than I am. But they miss certain bits. That's the key to a good coach, is pointing out the bits that actually, if you just did this and changed that and did this and did that, that combination of events right there would give you this result. And they're like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. Right? So, like, it's easy to get into the imposter syndrome, but I want to give you a couple of ways of how to get out of feeling like an imposter. So one of the ways, so number one, basically, is to write down all the amazing stuff that you've done. So I'll give you an example. It was, I don't know what year this was, but it was maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and we were in April, and I was with my wife, and I was saying to the wife, why don't we write down all the amazing things that we've done up to now? And so we started writing. It was really cool. We started writing all this crazy stuff that we'd done, that we'd be really proud of, and that we'd have achieved. And I got down to like number 12, number 13, and I was like, I'm missing something. And I knew I'd done something, but I couldn't remember what it was. Okay. And then after about 10 minutes, it came to me. I broke an arrow using nothing but my throat, right? And that's a crazy thing to do, okay? And don't do this at home unless you've been supervising, you know what you're doing. But this is what I did. You know, you put that arrow against the throat, against a certain point in your throat, and you walk into it, and the arrow literally splinters. You splinter the arrow with your throat. Now, I know lots and lots of people have done this, and actually it's not that amazing for those people that have done it. And for all those people who haven't done it, it is truly the most amazing thing you'll ever do, right? So until you do it, and then it's like, yeah, I've done that. So remembering some of the stuff that makes you you, is really important. And I actually think you should have this written down somewhere. You know, when I feel like an imposter, like, who am I to be giving out advice, to have a number one iTunes podcast show? You know, who am I to be giving out that advice? You know, I've worked on Burning Hot Coals, I've done a bar bend, I've done an arrow break, we've got multiple millions of pounds worth of property. We've moved over to Spain to live in the Med, and we've done all this amazing stuff. We've got three amazing children, and we always want more. You know, we've helped hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people and thousands of people through the podcast and through the videos, of which we're up to 200,000 views now, which is amazing, right? It's just little old me with me one GCSE. Who on earth do I think I am? And then we look at some of the stuff that actually we've done, and it's pretty amazing. Now, some people listening to this will be going, that's not that good, actually, I've done more. And that's fine, well done. And there's other people going, oh my gosh, I could never do that. And you know, I used to be that person too. I could never have done any of that stuff. Multiple millions of pounds, who do I think I am? That's the imposter syndrome, hello. And I'm 45 now, and we've had multiple millions of pounds worth of property for at least 10 years. So, you know, actually, it is definitely doable, but maybe you need a coach to help you go down that path. And then when you get to that stage, you'll also suffer from imposter syndrome, and you have to remember some of the amazing stuff that you've done. Now, by the way, if you've not got anything amazing that you think you can write down, then go do something amazing. It's not rocket science. Go do something amazing. What would you like to do? We're in March 1st, 2018. What is it that you'd like to go do? Well, I'd like to learn to swim, right? Now, for everyone else who can swim, it's not that amazing. You just jump in a pool and swim, right? For those people who are maybe in their 30s, 40s and 50s who haven't yet learned to swim, it's like the biggest challenge ever. And so challenge yourself. What are the things that you would like to do that you've never done? Is it a bungee jump? By the way, on a bungee jump, close your eyes at the apex. Otherwise, you can sort of ruin your eyes because your eyes bulge due to the gravity and the slingshot effect. Anyway, so but it could be that. It could be buying a canoe and learning how to go canoe. It could be going camping. It could be going to do a banger rally. It could be dropping off school supplies in Africa. It could be anything, right? It could be as simple as learning to swim, playing the cello, playing the keyboard, learning how to do Forex, which, by the way, is a life-changing skill. Because when you learn how to do that and you learn how to make money, you know, on tap, effectively, where you just pull money out, that's an amazing skill to learn. As is learning to swim, that will either save your life or save someone else's life, right? That's pretty amazing. So number one then is to write down all the amazing things that you've done. And if you've not done anything amazing, this is your year to go out and do some amazing things so that next year you have got stuff to write down, okay? So that's the first bit. The second bit is you've got to go and do the work anyway. So just go and do the work. You know, if I feel like an imposter, and yet I've been asked to go on stage and speak, I will go on stage and speak. And I'll only feel like an imposter for the first 2 minutes, by the way, because then as soon as I open my mouth, amazing stuff comes out. That's what I tend to find. Like, you may agree or you may disagree. We're on podcast 136. By now, I would imagine if you've listened to them all, you're probably agreeing. But you might disagree. You might think, who is this northern monkey? Why am I listening to him? Why have I wasted my time on 136 podcasts? And that's okay too. But go do the work anyway. You know, is it Richard Branson? And he said, if you get faced with an opportunity, first say yes and then figure out how to do it. And that's exactly right. So if you want to start a business and you're like, oh, well, you know, who am I to be starting a business? Just go start the business. That imposter syndrome is simply the voice in your head trying to protect you. Okay, that's all it is. You're just to go into a little bit of technical detail, we have what's called a boundary condition. So if I just want you to imagine you stood in a field and 50 meters away to the north is a fence that runs in a straight line. And then to the east, and then to the south, and then to the west is a fence. It's about 5 feet tall, maybe 6 feet tall. And if you jump, you can see over it. But it's about 50 meters away. And you're in the middle of a square, okay? And you're right in the middle. That is you and your unconscious mind, and that's exactly what's going on in your brain. And as soon as you walk towards the fence, I also want you to imagine that you've got an elastic band attached to your back, attached to the point where you were stood on the ground, okay? And as you're trying to walk over to the fence, it's creating tension, and it's trying to pull you back to that place of safety because it doesn't know what's on the other side of the fence. Okay, because your unconscious mind is trying to protect you. It loves you so much, it will protect you from doing these amazing things because it wants to keep you comfortable. And you can call it a comfort zone. We call it a boundary condition. And the way in which you get out of this, and you create more and more amazing stuff, and one of the ways in which you beat the imposter syndrome is you get up to that fence. Now, you might have to take a running jump to it, because the elastic band that's attached to your back is creating quite a lot of tension. It's trying to ping you straight back to that middle, where the safety is, that middle area. That's where you're nice and safe and comfortable. You don't have to learn anything new. Don't have to learn a new language, like Spanish, for example, which is what I should be doing. You don't have to learn how to swim, which, you know, you might drown, and that's dangerous, isn't it? So we don't want you doing that. Even though swimming might be the thing that saves your life one day, no, but that's sometime in the future. Right now, it wants to keep you safe. What, you want to learn Forex on the other side of that fence? No, we don't want to do that. You might lose all your money. I knew a guy who lost all his money, blah, blah, blah. That's what your unconscious mind does. It's there to protect you, and it does such a good job of it. It ends up protecting us and limiting us far, far too much. So go do the work anyway. There's that book, isn't it? Feel the fear and do it anyway. And that's exactly what you've got to do. Because the only way, really, ultimately, to beat the imposter syndrome is to beat it with a big stick. And we beat it with a big stick by going and achieving all those things that it said we could never achieve. And then when we look back at the journey that we've had for the last 10 or 20 years, you end up with millions of pounds of property, you sat in a villa in Spain, and so on and so forth, okay? You know, you've done all this amazing stuff. So you just got to go and do it anyway. So that's number two. Okay, number three is that you've got to research what you don't know until you're an expert at it. So let's take Forex, great example. You know, if you don't know Forex, you can on Kindle, for example, I think, is it $7.99 a month? And you can basically go to Kindle Unlimited and you can download a bunch of books for free because you're paying like a subscription on Forex. I read all those books. It's like, yeah, but Dan, I don't know how to do Forex. Great, how many books you read? Oh, just one. Like, well, you're not going to be an expert after one. Get to 10, 20, 50 books, then come to me and tell me that you don't know how to do it. So confidence, by the way, comes from two areas. It comes from knowledge, that's reading the books, and then it comes from experience. So you come up to me and go, well, I've read all 50 books, but I'm still not very good at it. Okay, how many trades you placed? 4. Well, how many hours have you sat in front of the screens? 5. Well, you're not going to become an expert at it because to become confident of something, it takes knowledge. You've read the books, but it takes experience. You've got to put the work in. That's why the previous one that I was talking about, which was do the work anyway, well, that's why that's so important. But also, you've got to research what you don't know until you become an expert at it. If you're like, well, I want to do swimming, okay? Well, watch swimming videos on YouTube, for example. Learn how to get your stroke. I've got a problem with my swimming, by the way. When I'm doing front crawl, I'm like, do you know those little old ladies, bless them? And if you're a little old lady listening to this, I apologise. But if you know those little old ladies and they're swimming and they've got the cap, the swimming cap on, and the head is out of the water like a swan, and they're trying desperately not to put the head under the water. Like, you know, that's me when I swim, front crawl. And it's really embarrassing and it's really bad, and people look and stare when I do triathlons and that kind of thing. Not that I've done them for a while. But it's really bad. When I go to the local swimming pool, I'm swimming like 24 lengths on a good sized pool, and they're like looking at me. And it's because I've got a problem with my swimming, okay? My front crawl, I can't put my head underwater and breathe out. I have no idea why. I just didn't learn to swim properly, I'm guessing, when I was younger. So, like, I have looked at YouTube videos, so I've become more knowledgeable about it. But you know what? I still can't do it. And the reason why I can't do it is because I haven't put the time and effort into actually getting in the pool and swimming with my head underwater. And there's no excuse, by the way. I've got a swimming pool 5 meters just over there. 5 meters from where I'm sitting, it's mine. We go for midnight swims under the stars. It's amazing in summer. So I've got really no excuse. But look, you've got to be researching what you want to do. If you've only read, well, I'm not very good at marketing. How many books you read? 2. Right, well, I think maybe need to go read 10 or 20 or 50 or join a mastermind group or a Facebook group or learn how to do podcasts. You know, there's so many things that you can learn that will help you through this imposter syndrome. And then finally, number 4 is you've got to focus on your why instead of your feelings. So this is almost like be a robot, okay? And this is an example I've used with clients before. So, and it comes from a film, was it Man in the Castle? I can't remember. It's Robert Redford, and he's a colonel or a major in the army, and he gets put in prison, into a dodgy prison. And as part of his punishment, they tell him he has to lift up all these giant rocks, all these rocks that are very heavy, not giant, I was going to say giant stones, but they're just rocks. He has to pick up all these rocks from one area over here and pick them up and walk for 20 metres and put them down there. So he's going over and he's picking them up, and he's like 100, 150, 200 rocks, right? It takes him a long time. And then as soon as he's finished, the warden, or the, you know, the guy that's not very nice, he comes around and he goes, "Perfect, well done. Now move them back." And he looks up, and some of the guys want to help him because he's exhausted and he's an older guy. And he's like, "No, no, I'll do it." And basically what he does at this point is, and previous to this point, because he's exhausted and mentally exhausted as well, and he just thought he'd finish, and now he's got to move them all back. And at this point, what he does is he makes his switch. Now, you don't really see this in this film, but this is what I'm imagining he's doing. This is the switch that I've also made from time to time when I've come across certain circumstances where I've had to act like a robot. So you switch off the feelings. And, you know, it's like, well, I've got this job to do. I've got 200 rocks. I'm going to move each and every one. And you switch off how you feel. Now, by the way, switching off how you feel can cause a few negative effects later on. So you have to still process the emotion, but you process the emotion afterwards. You don't lock up the emotion and put it in a room. That's no good for you, because all you're doing is locking up your emotions. It's really not good for you. And fellas, I know we're very good at this. And we don't talk to anyone about it, and it's really not good for us. But anyway, just as the example, focusing on your why instead of your feelings. His why was, if he doesn't do this, he's going to get a beating, right? Because it was that kind of prison. And so he turned off his feelings and just did the bloody job. And I've done this on stage, you know, where I'm going up on stage, there's, you know, maybe 300 people there in the room, and I'm nervous as hell. Absolutely nervous, and I'm focused on my feelings. And being focused on those feelings as being nervous and not being good enough isn't really going to help me in that situation. Instead, I focus on my why. And my why at that point was to help as many people in that room as I can. Because all these 300 people, they're all friends who I just haven't met as friends, right? Because each and every one of them I could have been a good friend with. Each and every one of them, right? Same with you listening. We could be really good friends, we just don't know each other, right? So, but I imagine, what if this person was my friends? Or even more importantly, what if my kids were listening, sat in that room and listening to my message? And my message, you know, when I speak out, I'm not speaking to you, I'm speaking to my friends. And remember, we're just friends that we haven't met yet. And I'm speaking to my children. Because my children, you know, if I can give the most important message to them, and other people happen to be in the room, that's awesome. So I'm focused on my why, and then I perform to my why. Not performing to my feelings. Does that make sense? So they're the four things that you can do. And look, guys and girls, I know that we all feel like an imposter from time to time. And it's okay to feel like an imposter from time to time. It's when we feel like an imposter all the time that it actually ends up costing us. And it's costing us our entire future timeline. You might want several million pounds of property and to have a villa next to the beach and a swimming pool to swim under the stars at night. In which case, you've got to switch off that imposter syndrome. So look, if you're not sure what those four items were, just go back, re-listen to the podcast, make some notes, print them out, stick them on your desk, stick them on your monitor, put them in a place where you can see them. And when you go to that place again, that negative place, just reread those things. All right, I hope that's useful for you. We'll speak to you on the next podcast. My name's Dan Latta. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.